Bob Crosby, Bill Crosby, Benny Goodman, Stan Kenton, Duke Ellington, all the big bands played here. You had the best singers. Frank Sinatra sang here. Tony Bennett. All the people would dance swing music.
His real name is Frank Marcello, but on Catalina Island, most people know him as Frankie from Avalon. He's a tour guide for the Catalina Casino, and quick to tell you that there's never been gambling there. The word is Italian, he says, and means gathering place. Frankie gives people a little taste of history from his own slice of heaven, and today I'm getting a private tour.
In the center, right up above the ticket booth, you see the mermaid.
Frankie moved here with his family in 1958 when his father got a job in the rock quarry. They only stayed for 4 years before returning to the mainland. But in that time, he discovered a lifelong passion. He learned how to swing dance, and he learned by watching couples in the casino ballroom. In the next 50 years, he visited as often as he could. And at age 70, he and his wife moved back so he could slow down. But it doesn't look like he has.
So he came back and he did the mermaid. That's all done in
Frankie's
tile.
Frankie's describing the Art Deco murals that hang above the casino entrance. They're absolutely gorgeous and a prime example of the care put into every detail. Walking around town, you see images of the casino everywhere, and for good reason. It's iconic. Reminiscent of the Roman Colosseum, it's the biggest building in town, and it's beautiful.
Here we go.
He's taking me into the first theater ever built to show movies with sound. The ceiling of the circular room is dome-shaped like in a planetarium, and it's completely covered with Art Deco murals that depict the island's history, flora, and fauna. Native Americans hunting deer, Franciscan monks, orange Garibaldi fish. The theater is a work of fine art in its own right. I'd be happy to stay here a while, but there's more to see.
We're going to go inside the green room or the dressing room. You know, the
Frankie has a great personality to be a tour guide. He's 74, energetic, friendly, big smile. He has his bachelor's and master's degrees in history and ran a very successful business selling employee recognition awards to major companies like McDonald's. Today, he's wearing a salmon pink, long-sleeved Henley shirt, black track pants, and tennis shoes. He says he still does pliés every day, something he started at age 26 when he began taking ballet lessons, which
really helps any dancer with style, pose, character. It helped me with my flamenco. A lot of the flamenco dancers don't take ballet and they don't have that style.
He became so dedicated that he met and studied with world-famous dancers like Jose Greco and Luisa Triana.
And she was a firecracker. Her rhythm, her zapateo, her castanets, I've never seen anyone better than her.
But only the top few dancers in the world can make a living dancing. So he left the professional flamenco world after about 10 years. We walk up a couple of ramps, just like the ones at Wrigley Field, to get to the ballroom. It's 15,000 square feet. Massive. There are Greek goddesses painted in silver leaf on the walls. In the middle of the ceiling is a gold and silver orb called the Avalon Ball, which twinkles as it slowly turns, like an early disco ball. But this is also where Frankie shines. Frankie ends each tour by teaching the ladies, as he says, to swing dance. He claims he can teach anyone in less than 10 seconds. He has the perfect al dente tension in his arms, which he uses to pivot you through twists and twirls, even if you don't know the steps.
An angel dances smooth, very smooth, and I teach the ladies how to become higher level angels. You're all angels, but I'm going to bring you up a few notches.
Outside on the promenade, you can see the Avalon hillside, dotted with cute seaside homes. And 10 stories below, you can see the orange Garibaldi from those Art Deco murals, swimming in the teal-colored water. Frankie's an avid traveler. He tries to get out of the country every year. But at home, he loves to share his own paradise with others.
Prettiest bay in the city I've ever seen in my life. I've been all over the world. And it's not because I live here, but it just... it's magical. It's heavenly.
And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop, I'm Leela Simon on Catalina Island.